out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
Did you bring condoms?
Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, etc. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours screaming about everything that's going on. Roy Moore and Trump and whatever you do, don't Google Joe Barton. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'm just a cuck snowflake sitting here sipping on my Pepsi Cola.
Are you making fun of my verbiage on Facebook?
I think it's funny as shit.
Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, you can also tweet us during the show. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Tweet us anytime.
That's right.
But if you want to communicate with us live during the show, we don't take any fucking phone calls or any shit like that. We did, but you know. Then people called and we realized,
right. Yeah, man,
we just don't want to have to deal with that. When people saying the N-word and talk. Remember that one guy who was N-word,
yeah.
N-word, Jew, lovely. Jew, N-word, Jew, and stuff like that.
Thank you, America.
We don't have call screeners.
No.
If you want to help us out with that, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Whatever you buy, we get a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything.
Tickle me.
I'm woozy.
Oh, yeah.
From Big Giant Burger for lunch.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And possibly a little bit of a Bloody Mary since there's no work in this evening, this afternoon. Except the show, of course, which I should not be partaking in alcoholic beverages. Doing
before
this
the show?
Very important show.
Yeah, but, you know, we're rock and roll and shit.
Kidding.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm joking. What we do is so important. It's brain surgery.
I think it's so important we need booze.
I may not be able to say dick drizzle if I'm too drunk.
Dick drizzle. You just got to warm up, you know?
lots going on in the world. Yeah, that Joe Barton thing.
What are you talking about? What is
cannot
that?
Cannot be unseen. Representative Joe Barton of Texas is trending on the Twitter.
Right.
Because
cock shot?
Yeah.
Come on, really?
Full frontal with face.
Why?
Because he's gross. And you know, I don't know. The outrage is maybe a little much. Because it was sent to an adult. It was consensual. It wasn't
right.
It wasn't like Eric Bowling allegedly being hey, God. How's your Tuesday? Here's my dick. It allegedly was in a consensual relationship.
Yeah.
He says he was separated from his wife at the time.
Right.
And apparently 60-something-year-old big fat guys who are representatives in Congress don't have problems getting women. Because he said one of the relationships he had as he was separated from his wife.
Yes.
And the accompanying text, it might be revenge porn, which is uncool.
Right.
But, you know, so I don't, there's no outrage.
Yeah,
except for, oh my God, you're in your 60s. You have a big giant beer gut. And I was joking at lunch. We were talking about, like, why these creepsters like Weinstein or Charlie Rose. What is with this shower move? What is with the answering the door in the robe?
Well, I mean, maybe they're really proud of their technique in the shower.
Watch
me exfoliate. I'm interesting.
Like,
you know?
I mean, like a young, attractive woman is going to be like, ooh,
yeah,
I love that beer gut and that little pink button.
Right. Or anybody.
And that's what's going on with Joe Barton. I mean, I don't know why one would release a full frontal nude, send it to anyone and be like, hey, baby, check this out. But
I mean, the only reason we even have this concept going on, the nudes, not nudes and all this other shit, is back in the day, that bitch Eve ate the apple that snake told her to eat. Right. Am I remembering this correctly?
Right, we wouldn't care if we were naked.
Yay. Thanks, Eve.
Or we'd all be in good shape.
Right. Wait, let me ask you something. If God is so all powerful and shit, why does he allow Eve to eat the apple? And why does he, what if he didn't give a shit?
He gave us free will, allegedly, right? Even though he knows everything that's going to happen and is all powerful. So how we could have free will?
Was he bored?
He doesn't exist.
Oh, shit. Forgot, dude.
So there are plot holes I will give you in the whole story. If it was a screenplay, I might ask for a rewrite.
Can we rewrite the part where the snake asks the only woman on earth that popped forth from that dude's rib if she wanted to eat an apple?
Somehow they found people for their kids to fuck, though. Let's figure that one out.
I hate snakes so fucking much. That's my one thing. If there is a God, like, why do we have those? These are horrible fucking animals.
A Republican representative of Texas, the longest serving representative from Texas, like Representative Joe Barton.
Right.
He looks like, no, if you've probably seen him, but if you take Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
And put an air hose in his mouth.
Right.
And inflate him.
Now you're talking.
Like the girl that ate the blueberry stuff at the Willy Wonka factory.
Yes, I remember that part.
That's kind of what he looks like. He's got the same facial, elfish kind of facial features going. Right. He's apologizing after nude photos. And a lewd text message.
Oh, shit.
Surfaced on social media.
Yeah.
While separated from my second wife prior to the divorce, I had sexual relationships with other mature adult women. He's separating himself.
Hell yes, he is.
Wisely from our pussy grabber in chief and from the probable future senator from the state of Alabama.
So what do you get? A participation trophy if you're a Republican and you don't fuck kids? Is that what we're looking at?
Each was consensual. Those relationships have ended. 68-year-old Joe Barton.
No shit, man.
I'm sorry I did not use better judgment during those days. I am sorry that I let my constituents down.
I'm living my best life. Look at my penis.
There was an anonymous account on Twitter that posted a censored picture of a man suggesting it was Barton.
Yes.
The account also tweeted a screenshot of a text message from Joe B. that was allegedly attached to it. Yeah, it's like, I want you with a U. So with three or four O's, bad, deep, and hard.
What did this guy take? Did this guy not take one creative writing class in college, Joe? Did you not?
So gross. Damn. So there you go. I mean,
is that supposed to make somebody swoon? You send a picture of your nuts and you're all naked. I want you so bad.
The lesson is, be prepared. Go ahead, whatever you want to do with that, but take pictures of your junk.
Yeah.
But just be ready for it to be put out there because somebody you break up with, somebody they get in a car accident and somebody finds their phone, and next thing you know, your dick is all over the internet. So, or your vajayjay or your boobies or whatever. So, I'm not saying don't take pictures.
Your sex pocket.
Everybody's adults. Do it.
That's right.
Makes your willy move.
Everybody's an adult except the people Roy Moore hits on.
Right.
So,
which is why I don't, there's no outrage here. I don't know why the outrage
kind of funny
machine is, and there's a lot of body shaming going on. Of Representative Barton.
No. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. He said he had a lewd message. Like, you know what's funny to me? What the fuck was Charlie Rose saying on the phone? You know, like when he was.
I'm sure those will come out
dirty
too.
Dirty messages for people. That's so funny. I mean, it's not
that
funny.
That I do kind of want to hear. I want to hear Charlie Rose. I want to hear Charlie Rose talking dirty on the phone.
again, who the fuck knew Charlie Rose was up to shenanigans? I didn't know.
In a train wreck kind of way, you know? I mean,
did you know? Was there rumors?
Well, no, he didn't.
Charlie
sexed
Rose
me.
Was a perv.
He didn't ask me to hop in the shower with him.
No, but we all knew, like, Kevin Spacey, you know.
Well, we're not in the news business. We were involved in extracurriculars. We were in Hollywood. We were in the Sodom or Gomorrah, if maybe to Las Vegas is Sodom.
God, Charlie Rose. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
But so there you go. Trending on the Twitter. And again, I don't. Aside from stupidity.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
And if he was married at the time.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of between him and his wife and the others. I don't necessarily.
It's like what Bill Clinton said. Remember during that whole Monica Lewinsky deal? Do you remember that? That scandal?
Yeah.
He said it's between me and my God.
Yeah, but there's a power thing there too when you've got someone working for you.
You know,
looking back,
that was pretty horrible, and I'm not so sure the liberals responded to that correctly. I mean, because that guy fucking was the president of the United States sitting on a fucking intern. That's fucking disgusting.
Right.
That is fucked up.
Well, yeah, and the other rape allegations for Bill Clinton too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't,
what were those
I wasn't
about?
Politically
I don't
active
remember.
I wasn't politically active at the time, so I can't really judge myself on how I reacted to those. I don't really remember all that much about it, nor do I care. I care at the time? But... you know, I think these stories that are coming out now that say if all that had happened, that Bill Clinton may not have made president these days. Well, that means progress. Yeah,
that is obviously progress. I mean, I don't think Lyndon Johnson would be able to stroll into the fucking Oval
Kennedy!
Office.
Holy shit.
Right.
So
any of these fucking guys.
Yeah. Progress.
Absolutely.
How far back do we go with these? You know, I don't know. It's different if it's horn dogging and hitting on women without touching, obvious, without non-consensual touching. If it's just creeping,
right?
What
is creeping? What is that?
And you know what creeping is?
Is it
think
like
about it? I mean,
creeping around.
Well, being a creep, yeah. And if you got somebody working for you and you're. You know, you look nice today.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
and creeping, as opposed to not touching, or you know, showing up at the. I would say, taking a shower when somebody else is in the room.
God damn it!
That is an intern. That's
right.
The latest about Charlie Rose is that a woman who was an intern at the time,
yes,
a very young intern at the time, is like, oh, let's get some work done in my hotel room. And she, all of a sudden, he's going in the shower with the door open.
Let's get some work done in my hotel room. I would be like, hey, I'm going to go to my hotel room. Why don't you go do some work here and leave me the fuck alone? And I'm going to find some shitty fucking science fiction movie to watch, fall asleep.
I mean, if you think immediately that somebody you're working with or who works for you is possible... something to be jumping on your penis,
right? Jumping.
That shouldn't be your first.
Yeah, man.
That shouldn't be your go-to. That's not professional.
No, be professional, dickheads.
But you know, hopefully the Mad Men era is ending. They're trying not to.
Well, this is the GOP.
Well,
we're talking about
MAGA.
Them being professional. I mean, none of these GOP. What's professional about Trump? You know, wandering around the Oval Office tweeting to whoever the fuck.
When they say MAGA, that's what they mean. They want to go back to the Mad Men era when you could grab a woman's ass and it was a compliment to her.
The only thing I would bring back from the Mad Men era, I would bring back the thing where everybody has a wet bar full of whiskey and they just all drink all fucking day. Could you imagine? That must have been nice to be a female in the workplace in the 50s.
Yeah, I'm sure that helped the atmosphere.
Everybody's horned up and fucking wasted.
Right. The boss is back after a 3-martini lunch.
Well, but hey, you know what? Better all whiskey dicked up than this fucking Viagra now.
Oh, yeah. True.
Everybody's walking around with a big, thick hog log.
Eating quinoa salads.
I think that might, listen,
Quinoa salads. How do you pronounce that shit?
Quinnipiac. Listen, I think if you got rid of Viagra, this might solve a lot of this shit. You know? I bet Charlie Rose is like, I'm going to have my intern come over to my hotel room. We're going to go over some bullshit. I'm going to pop a Viagra, get in the shower, and walk around with my towel hung over my big, right. hard pharmaceutical right. dick.
And I thought women aren't generally as visual as men. Like, why would a guy think that...
They're oral. That, I mean...
Why would a guy think that...
Yeah, oral.
You know, being in... An old nasty guy being in the shower is something that is going to turn on
Charlie
a
Rose.
Young girl.
Charlie Rose is in love with himself. That's got to be it. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
I'm Charlie fucking Rose, baby. I've hosted a show on PBS for years. Why wouldn't you want to watch me shower?
Well, and it's a power thing, too. I mean,
right.
If the women are getting the vibe that their careers will not be furthered if they don't, scrub his back.
Loofah.
Maybe, yeah, loofah is taint or something.
Exfoliate my back.
And
the other problem is, if you're constantly showering in front of people for, I'm doing air quotes, show, then you truly aren't getting clean. So that's another thing that's sort of taken into account, you know?
so gross.
Yeah.
So there you go, Republicans, you know, I would even say behaving badly. I'm not one who's going to jump on the outrage train for this. It's just,
you know, it'd be funny.
Unwise.
Right. You know, it'd be funny. Think about, Chris Matthews. he's making somebody watch him shower. He's just yelling the whole time. Want to watch me lather up?
Chris Matthews would be like,
Trump watch.
Watch me sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots going on. Let's see what the actual headlines are over at the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Particularly deep. Today, date is 11/22/2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. What if I'm getting a thing? My voice was kind of going yesterday. I'm just feeling like...
Are you sick?
I'm feeling extra bassy today.
Shit, man.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal...
It bait.
HuffPo.
Suck my dick. Watch me shower.
Yeah.
Watch me soap up. What an idiot.
I actually think we did this story yesterday, but the headline says more red flags.
Fuck you.
Roy liked high school cheerleaders. HuffPo, get with the picture. The crabs have been all over the cheerleader story for a couple of days.
Gosh.
Retired Alabama police officer said, we talked about this yesterday. She and her colleagues were told decades ago to make sure Roy Moore didn't hang around high school cheerleaders.
God damn.
A police officer in Alabama, and he's white. Imagine how gross he was.
I mean, that's got to be a good, you know, duty to pull. You know what I mean?
Duty.
My job, all I got to do is hang around these cheerleaders and make sure this wacko doesn't get pervy.
So I mean, what do you have, like a spray bottle, like with cats?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's the DA. What are you supposed to say? Just, hey, listen, man. Fucking pump the brakes.
Yeah. And there's got to be some kind of relationship between the popo and the DA, right? So, I mean.
Yes.
Be like, Roy, what are you doing here? Leave them girls alone.
Well, you know, in the first, was it Law and Order, the first half of the show, it's the DA working with the cops. So, I mean, according to TV, they work fairly closely together.
The rumor mill was that he liked young girls, and we were advised that he was being suspended from the mall because he would hang around the young girls that worked in the stores and really got into a place where they said he was harassing.
God, what a nightmare.
Former Gadsden police officer Faye Gary.
Well, you imagine you're ruining the mall for people.
We were also told to watch him at the ball games and make sure that he didn't hang around the cheerleaders.
Donald Trump, listen to me. I know.
Hello, ladies. Is everything okay?
Is everyone getting their tiaras on correctly?
This is a soulmate. Him and Roy Moore, I think they'd be great friends. They're both into the same bullshit.
Anyone need their bikini tied in the back? I can help with that.
You want it untied?
Maybe.
Small knots only.
His little fingers. His little nimble fingers might be good at knots.
That's why I said small knots
only. Yeah, you're right.
There you go.
There you go. I mean, it's
she said that rumors circulating in both the local police department and the courthouse.
Fuck you.
She said that while working on juvenile cases of an officer, she never received any formal complaints, however, about Moore.
Right.
She said, every day we were looking for a complaint to come in, but no, never did.
Jeez. I mean, so the guy was powerful, and they thought the best way to handle him would be to just police him, you know, keep an eye on him.
And wait for the axe to fall, wait for him to fuck up. And
right.
But his MO, we've already seen from that one girl, is...
Yes.
If you rebuke him, that he would say, nobody's going to believe you. The quote was, you're a child. No one will believe you. I'm the DA of Etowah County. They're going to believe me over you.
The fuck, man? That's terrifying. I mean, I'd like to know. I mean, I wonder if someone ever came forward and said, listen, I'm going to report you. And then he retaliated, you know. He did something to someone like he... You know, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Tried to go after him.
Let's see. She says, I didn't realize it until some time later that when they said he liked young girls, I thought he liked young ladies, you know, younger than him, maybe in their 20s.
Yeah.
I had no idea. We had no idea we were talking about 14-year-olds.
God, what a nightmare.
She said Moore's targeting of young girls was a known fact. It was treated like a joke. That's just the way it was.
This is the kind of shit where people make fun of the South because they're like, everybody dates 12-year-olds down there and there's incest. But, well, here we are.
Right?
Here we are living out the fucking stereotype.
Yeah, I don't see Washington State doing this. I don't see California or Illinois sending a pretty much corroborated child predator to the Senate. Or
what about that one director that got an Oscar? That girl raped in the hot tub was a minor. What's his face?
He roofied a 12-year-old. Roman Polanski.
See that? Now he's not Southern.
Well, he's not running for office here.
No, he's not. He might win
in the South.
He would win in Alabama.
Sure.
God, what gets you not elected in Alabama?
Democrat.
Yeah.
Be a Dem, like black people.
Right. Don't be, well.
And gay people.
If you're not white, that's an issue.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
So proud of this country, guys. We've come so far. Oh, man. What a fucking mess.
Over to the Drudge Repo.
Suck my dick.
Let's see what the other half ain't thinking.
We wouldn't have this Roy Moore shit without Schittler, right?
Yeah, one could argue that. I could, yeah. Who
Great.
Knows?
Great. Thank you. Thanks, America.
Over the Drudge Report, you know, they have those little side headlines.
That.
In red sometimes above the big headline.
Oh, right. Yes. Developing.
U.S. rep apologizes for graphic online photo. And then the next headline says, junk pics and texts.
What is junk? Oh, is junk?
Junk pics.
Is that a new slang term?
You will picture your junk, sure.
Send me that junk pic.
The headline is a picture of traffic. I'll bet that's LA. It says The Great Escape.
Yes.
The headline goes over to AAA.
Yay.
The American Auto Club.
Right.
Nearly 51 million Americans will be traveling this Thanksgiving, the highest volume in a dozen years.
Oh, fuck. You know what? Speaking of LA, this is the best time of year to be in LA. Everybody leaves. It's lovely. You can get
places.
Well,
until they're gone.
What?
Until they're gone. Right now, traffic is a hellscape.
Oh, yeah,
I saw a picture earlier. The headlines already are the 405 and the 101 are monstrosities right now.
I hate when people start to come back from the holidays in L.A. It makes me so sad. I'm like, oh, all the douchebags are back.
Kind of all of December.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because everybody that's in the industry, you know, it kind of wraps up for December. So, like TV series don't film. They're on hiatus. And there's not a lot of production going on. So
all the big, scary, rapist producers take the holidays off from diddling people and you know, raping.
All those hardworking entertainment people who roll in at 10 and leave at 3. I used to like doing that.
Yeah.
That's a headline. Apparently, they don't think it's a big news day over at the Drudge Report. They're talking about, oh my, look at all the people driving for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So, of course, be safe out there and pull over if you're going to take pictures of your junk while you're driving.
No, that would be a hard thing to do while you're driving. Unless you have a denim jean cam. Or you have a cam in your shorts.
The right app.
Right.
It's my dick app.
Send my junk.
Oh wow, what a country we're living in. Did you know that this one I've seen has been going on for a while actually, and stealthily, in like some of the Hollywood rumor mill kind of area.
Yeah,
Danny Masterson. He's a guy that he's on telly, but
hello.
Most famously, he was in that '70s show. He was the curly-haired, wisecracking one.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. I know of him.
On that '70s show.
Yes.
He's currently starring in a Netflix show, The Ranch.
Okay.
With Kuchar.
The Cooch.
And he's being charged with rape. I mean, 4 women.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Like unconscious too. This is like,
oh my,
this is like
fucking God,
like Cosby territory. Ugh, kind of shit.
God.
But one of the things they say that's been obfuscating the investigations is that he's a Scientologist.
Oh,
and that
shit.
The Scientology evil flying monkeys are out in force trying to protect him.
Why would you want to protect a guy that raped someone while they were not awake? Because
he's a famous Scientologist, and they need all the celebrities they can right
That's
now.
That's crazy.
So the headline, and this is what's wrong with this country. In a phone call obtained by HuffPo, the longtime publicist of actor Danny Masterson suggested to one of the 4 women accusing Masterson of rape that a woman who is in a relationship with a man can't claim that a man raped her.
What the fuck? You still have consent and dominion over your own body while you're fucking married? What the fuck? You don't turn into chattel. You're not fucking property.
Publicist, they say in the conversation, remained unfazed when presented with accusations that her client had raped women while they were unconscious.
Whoa.
2 of the women accusing Masterson of rape told HuffPo that Weinman, this is the publicist, has played an integral part in covering up his alleged crimes. She's a big Scientologist. It's a Scientologist publicist.
Ugh.
They say that she worked to cover up his allegations by threatening, cajoling, and lying to victims in an effort to silence them.
Okay.
The LAPD and the L.A. County DA's office have been investigating Masterson for nearly a year, allegedly.
Oh, shit.
For raping 4 women.
Oh, my God.
2 of the women who were in romantic relationships with him at the time of the alleged incidents say that Masterson violently raped them after spiking their drinks, causing them to slip in and out of consciousness.
What a fucking monster.
His attorney disputes this, saying that as a Scientologist, he has a strict anti-drug policy.
Oh, I see. So his religion would have prevented him from drugging someone? The hoogity boogity?
Apparently not violently raping someone.
Oh, okay.
But the drugging part is anti-Scientology. He denies all the allegations.
Jeez.
Says that it was all consensual.
Right. Why did he drug him then? I mean, but he's saying he didn't. You know.
She's been his publicist for almost 20 years.
Okay. That guy has a publicist? I don't even know who the fuck that guy is. I wouldn't know that guy. What's his name? Joe Masterson?
Danny Masterson.
Okay, well, hey, Mr. Publicist, you failed.
She also represents musician Travis Barker.
Is this the person?
Actor Eric Balfour.
Yeah.
And her Masterson's brother, fellow actor Christopher Masterson, as well as she represents the anti-vaccination film Trace Amounts.
Hold on.
Scientologists are anti-vaxxers.
Are they really?
Yes.
Is this publicist? I'm sorry. I'm confused. Is this the victim?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's the one who said.
She's the advocate.
If you're in a relationship with someone, I don't know if you can really rape them.
God, these fucking Scientologists are anti-vaxxers. Guys, come on, man. That's fucking us up.
One of the alleged victims, Chrissy Bixler, posted a tweet that read, "Because your boyfriend tells you it's not rape if you're in a relationship, and then his church covers it up. Hashtag why women don't report."
Yeah. No shit.
The hashtag has recently gone viral.
You know these fucking Scientologists can be fucking scary, right? They can intimidate people.
Bixler dated Masterson for 6 years, says he raped her at least twice when she was unconscious. One morning in 2001, she says she woke up in pain with her anus bleeding.
Oh, God.
When she asked him what happened the night before, he told her, "We had anal sex." When she confronted Masterson about his callousness and said she wasn't able to consent, he replied, "Stop it. You're making me feel bad."
Whoa.
She was a Scientologist at the time.
Dang.
So she filed what's known as a knowledge report to the church ethics office.
God, go to the police, man.
One of the key policies of the Church of Scientology. How is this? They scream about Sharia law in this country. Listen to this bullshit. One of the key policies of the Church of Scientology is that a Scientologist must never report another Scientologist to law enforcement.
How can you?
You go through the church first.
God, doesn't that seem like.
Kid diddling for the Pope, for the Catholics.
So they're saying if something is done to you, the Church of Scientology is more important than your needs, is like what happened to you as a victim or finding justice for you. God, that is so. That's so fucked up, man.
It says filing a police report. Would have caused her to be labeled as a suppressive person, a harsher form of excommunication that would require any Scientologist to immediately disconnect from her. You know, that's what they do.
Oh, God.
Is when people get out of it, they make your family
disconnect
with you if they're still in the church. What you can't talk to them. It's like they're dead.
What a great way to treat a victim.
And what a great religion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Who the fuck wants to join this unless you thoroughly believe in the Scientology?
How is that not a cult?
Mumbo jumbo. Fuck, I don't.
If you are forced to treat your relatives, your loved ones, like child diddlers and never speak to them again and act as if they're evil simply because they have left the religion.
Right.
Well, how? What? Why do people put up with this?
Why
would anybody join this?
These fucking Scientologists, man. I used to walk around Hollywood and, you know, they come up to you and ask you to take the personality test or what the fuck ever to see what your fate
and they find the
photon
the
potential
youngest, hottest actresses and actors
I know.
That are in their cult to troll around on the street. And people are like, duh.
And you know what they do on the holidays? They down in Hollywood, they put up the most kick-ass Santa Claus scene ever. And you get free pictures with Santa. And then those lunatics are out there pitching people fucking Scientology.
The thing is, they're rolling in money because.
Yeah.
They bought all this property way back in the day.
Yeah,
so they're sitting on everywhere, New York, all kinds
of
cities. They're sitting on commercial properties that they rent out.
They're creepy.
And they make shit tons of money. And then they fleece in order to become clear and, you know, a Thetan 69 or whatever.
Thetan 69.
You got to have money.
Yeah. You got to pay in.
And it's one of those where you're like, well, I don't have money. Well, if you really want to get better, you'll find a way.
Super space powers don't come cheap.
You'll find a way. You'll find a way.
Oh, okay. Through what? Scientology God? And those guys, they're fucking aggressive. I remember a couple of guys approached me about Scientology, and I was like, listen, dude, I'm not interested. He goes, you're not interested. You haven't even heard what I have to say. And eventually you have to be like, no, listen, no offense. Fuck off. Get away from me.
I went with a friend one time years ago to a, oh, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's one of these, you know, like in the '70s, it was Est, you know, or these,
what is that?
Where you go away. It's these self-help discovery camps and all this shit. And he got way involved in it. And I'm convinced it was a cult. He was spending too much money because it's always, you know, you take this first level of classes for a couple $1,000 and you go away for a retreat for a couple more $1,000.
It's reel your ass in, right?
So he had like a graduation ceremony or something like that. And he was my buddy and he's like, do you want to come? And I'm like, well, okay, I'll go.
Okay.
Oh God. It was just the most annoying thing. It was one of these where you had to participate, you know, and one of the things was everybody walks around the room. And like aimlessly, and when you make eye contact with somebody, you have to stop and tell them something good about them, something you like about them.
If it's Charlie Rose, you got to be careful. Be like, I like your tits. Watch me shower.
Yeah.
Tell me something good about you.
You know, and just kind of just milquetoasty.
I like your
self-helpy
shirt.
Phrase of the week bullshit.
Yeah, it's garbage.
And, I made the mistake of filling out an info card, and for months, literally, I got phone calls from these people, getting to the point where they even had the head of the thing and his wife call me a couple of different times. And each time they were like,
God.
Well, are you happy in life? Are you happy? Do you have? And I was like, well, yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I was bartending and teaching tennis at the time. I was having
a great time.
A decent life working. And, they're like, well, do you have all the money you would want? Well, of course the answer is kind of no.
Of course not.
And they, so that was it. That was the only in they needed. They were like, well, you know, you should come on the weekends. And, you know, it's $763 for the first level class. And I was like, I don't have that. And if I did have it, I wouldn't spend it on that. If I had $700.
You go to Italy.
I'm going, I'm hopping on a plane somewhere.
I'm not
going
to go to your stupid fuck fest or whatever it is.
And then they were just trying, they were desperately trying to convince me I was miserable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
And the only way that I could be helped was through their profoundly expensive classes and bullshit.
Right.
And then finally.
But the arrogance.
The wife got nasty, and I was nasty back, and I was like, don't ever fucking call me again.
Good for you, man.
And I tell my buddy, I'm like, dude, you got to call your flying monkeys off, because if you're into it, I respect that, but tell these assholes to stop calling
right.
me and trying to convince me that
sometimes
I should kill myself
unless
I join their...
I mean, what is it with somebody that they believe in some bullshit faith or some system or whatever, and they're so arrogant that they think it's the answer to everybody's issues? Who the fuck do you think you are? What do you know?
But God, they were just manipulative, gross people. I remember being on the phone with him and just thinking, wow, you're good.
God.
Like, you're good. Like,
you're good at fleecing
people. I'm not the smartest
people.
Person in the world, but I'm not dumb. I can imagine the dumb people you call.
Right.
Who would be like,
let me get out my credit card.
Yeah, you're right. Well, maybe, I'll sell my
car. You know what,
maybe I'll donate blood so that I can afford it.
To me, you know, it's arrogance. It's everything, but it's really sleazy. That's really a slime ball move to prey on people that are going to be dumb enough to give you their fucking money to go like to go to some fucking seminar where you're like, I don't know.
Right.
This motherfucker. Oh, I'm sure this motherfucker's got all the answers to life and all that kind of bullshit.
I'm going to disagree with Maud Gonne here on Twitter. I didn't give Joe Barton a pass on hypocrisy. He didn't do anything wrong.
What happened? He just sent, he sent somebody his dick.
If it was a consensual relationship.
Yes.
And there's nothing illegal or there's no power struggle going on.
Right.
And he sent a gross dick pic and a gross tweet or a gross personal message. And somehow somebody later publishes that. I'm not outraged by it. Sorry.
Right.
If he's hypocritical about it, if he's calling out other people, but if he's calling out Al Franken, well, you know, we got pictures of Al Franken almost grabbing titties and there are not a crime.
Yes.
Like, unless he actually grabbed them.
Right.
But I don't, well, I'm not, I don't see the Joe Barton story as being big of a deal.
Right.
As some people are, I think, with, I think we've got Roy Moore and I think we've got, and our president of the United States that are infinitely worse.
Did Al Franken grab somebody's ass at a fair? Didn't that thing?
Allegedly. Yeah.
At a fucking fair, man. Hey, Al, I hope that's not fucking true, dude. Get a funnel cake. I'm going to get felt up and violated. How nice.
And, yeah, there you go.
Wow.
So we've got, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving.
Twat us!
I respectfully disagree with Modgun. Peter Thiel is trending. Why is that asshole?
Well,
trending?
He's a piece of garbage. He's the guy that wants to make those special. He wants to build an island colony of just rich fuckers so they can, you know, I don't know what they want to do.
Right.
He's a dickhead.
Oh, he sold his remaining stock in Facebook. Oh, rich people getting richer.
Right. Okay.
That's why he's trending. What a fucking asshole. So that's the what's going on with Danny Masterson.
Right. God, I never heard shit about this guy.
Yeah, I forgot he existed. Unless there's more to the story I'm not seeing about Joe Barton, there's zero moral equivalence to people in an adult relationship sending nude pictures to each other as opposed to what Wiener did or what even what Eric Holder. Who knows what's going on there?
Eric Bowling, right?
Yeah, what Eric Bowling did unsolicited. If this was a girlfriend type situation and this is revenge porn.
So he just sent his girlfriend a naked picture of himself or some chick he was seeing at the time.
Yeah, and if it's revenge porn, he's kind of a victim.
Right. Wow. I mean, he wasn't putting his
again, you know, if he's family values guy, then that's, you know, then he's a hypocrite, but that's not right. That's not illegal.
But even if he is family values guy, I mean, you can send somebody your date and your dick. I mean, it's not sure it ain't the best idea on the planet.
Right. I guess maybe Maud Gaughan knows more about it than I do. I don't know. Joe Barton, yeah, apologizes. I don't know. There's people, some people are calling. I saw a couple of tweets where it's like, he's got to step down and I don't.
Right.
Again, maybe I'm missing something in all the stories I read about it, but, gross. Yes.
Yes.
Illegal.
Did
no.
he ask anybody to watch him shower?
Untoward. No. Those are your headlines.
Yes.
Over at all the places.
You think these guys that are asking people to watch them shower, how do you think they shower? Do you think it's with a curtain, like a see-through curtain, or do they want them to peek through the curtain, or is it one of those like frosted glass kind of shower doors? I mean, I'm just wondering what the setup is.
I don't know.
You put a chair in there?
I don't know how it goes.
Right. If you walk in somebody's bathroom and there's like a seating area with a coffee table and you get comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And
instead popcorn of the TV, stand.
You're looking at a fucking shower. Yeah. You better, you know, be careful.
Right. If there's handcuffs anywhere.
Yeah.
Run.
Right.
Run.
Don't mind these restraints. I'm going to go condition my hair.
You know, yesterday our president, our commander in chief decided to basically side with Roy Moore.
Fuck you.
Well, you know, he says he didn't do it. One of the, I think it was Kristen Welker of MSNBC said, Mr. President, an alleged child predator, it would be better than a Democrat, is what you're saying. And he said, hey, he said he didn't do it.
Hey.
He said he didn't do it. And, you know, you got to listen to him, too.
I mean, at this point, okay, we got to listen to Roy Moore, maybe. What about the cop that said she was supposed to watch him so he didn't diddle the cheerleaders? What about all the women at the mall that supposedly were followed around by this creep? What about the girl who got in the car with him, who who
he pushed her head down into his crotch.
What about the woman that came to his office? And right while his mom was while her mom was there, he groped her.
Yeah.
All those stories. I mean, you know, Donald has some issues, so as well.
Weinstein, there's even more coming out about Weinstein.
What more could come out about him?
This shit, it's just amazing. You know, he had a list of over 90 names
that he
wanted investigated and he wanted info on.
So that to
preempt them from coming after him for sexual assault.
Does it ever occur to this Weinstein guy that, shit, dude, I have a problem. Maybe I should get some help. You know, I mean,
so there's a story over to the HuffPo.
Transcript
and emails show how tabloid reporters helped Harvey Weinstein, get dirt on women.
Oh shit!
And the name floating around now is a dude named Dylan Howard, Chief Content Officer for American Media Inc., which publishes tabloids, including the National Enquirer, which if you look at the National Enquirer, you're still going to see pictures of, oh my God, Hillary killed Seth Rich.
Right, right.
Oh my God, Hillary has AIDS and she's giving it to everyone.
Are you saying the Enquirer isn't objective? Is it fair? Is it balanced?
It's really weird because the Enquirer almost tried to be legit for 10 minutes, remember?
Didn't it break the John
Edwards
story?
Back in the day, yeah. I mean, it has broken stories and stuff, and they did try to be a little bit more legit from their, like, 80s and 90s ass-wiping rag reputation. Aliens coming, you know, Alex Jones kind of crazy shit. But because of this weird Trumpanzeeism that they've got going,
they're kind of sucking his dick.
Yeah, and totally anti-Hillary, like,
she's not even
not that long ago. It was something about proof that Hillary's cheating on Bill with Uma. Like a month ago, they're still going after Hillary Clinton in the fucking Enquirer. It's really weird.
I'm trying to figure out who gives a shit about that story. Not Bill. And
correct.
If Hillary's banging Uma.
Correct.
Yeah. So what? I mean, you know, she'd probably like, who would you rather be with, Uma or Bill? Please. She probably hates Bill.
So a woman named Elizabeth Avalon got a phone call back in the day from a journalist, she said, with a lovely British accent.
Hello.
And it turned out that it wasn't that this journalist said he was doing a story about Rose McGowan.
Oh, shit.
I've been writing about a lady called Rose McGowan, who I expect is someone you're not friendly with. Am I right? Because Elizabeth Avalon is the... Now, there's a weird relationship
between Avalon and Weinstein.
A well-known actress. Oh, Rose McGowan had an affair with Avalon's ex-husband, director Robert Rodriguez.
Okay. Okay.
I guess allegedly.
Right.
Or they did. I don't know if it's out there or is fact. So this reporter supposedly calls up and says, I've been writing about a lady called Rose McGowan. I expect she's someone you're not very friendly with, right?
Jolly good.
If your husband cheated with her, I'm assuming you would probably not like her that much.
Right.
She said she replied, she's also a film producer, dozens of credits to her name, including Sin City.
Right.
The Faculty, since it's a good movie.
Right.
So this guy, Andy, talked to her at length on the phone about her former husband, about McGowan, about what she heard happen that night in 1997 between McGowan and Weinstein at the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, he gets in there by saying, oh, she's this woman... Your husband cheated with her and all that, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Oh, did you ever hear anything about her with Weinstein?
Oh, shit.
Turns out he's undercover for Weinstein.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get dirt on these people.
This guy's paying people.
Trying to get dirt on Rose McGowan,
He's got like a task force.
They got a transcript. Somehow they got a transcript of yes. one of these interviews.
Oh, my God.
And they say the HuffPost says it's a case study in how Weinstein used a corrupted sort of journalism in waging that campaign until real journalism finally broke him down.
No shit.
Brought him down. Ronan Farrow, who also there's investigations going on now because people are like, well, why didn't he took it to NBC.
To MSNBC, right?
NBC.
Oh, okay.
And both, you know, I mean, they're both affiliated. And he said, they were like, well, you know, I don't know if we've got enough to run with this yet.
Oh, my God. That's a huge story.
And so but they did give him permission to take it elsewhere. So he took it to the New Yorker. New Yorker published it. And now we have Weinstein Gate.
Right,
now
right.
we have that asshole righteously and rightfully brought
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Facing criminal charges, possibly.
Right. From New York, from something he did at that Tribeca Film Festival or...
That actress from Boardwalk Empire,
Paz
de la Huerta, said he raped her twice, I believe.
Oh my God.
And that wasn't that long ago.
What a fucking asshole.
So Ronan Farrow first reported on this, on these journalists and these private security agencies that Weinstein hired. Including the one called Black Cube, run by former Israeli intelligence officers.
Oh, my God, yeah. This guy's got Israeli intelligence.
To keep track, to keep tabs on these actresses and journalists. He also enlisted journalists, and I'm going to put air quotes around that, because this Inquirer scumbag,
yes.
That ain't journalism.
No, that's like... He's doing the bidding of a fucking criminal.
Yes.
He's doing the bidding of someone that rapes people. That is evil as fuck. He's facilitating this guy's shitty behavior.
Ronan Farrow first reported one of Weinstein's foot soldiers was Dylan Howard, the chief content officer of American media. And he is also the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer.
Oh, my God.
In October 2016... Rose McGowan, then they list her.
Yes.
What shows she was on, who cares? Fired off a series of tweets that we now know were about Weinstein using the hashtag why women don't report.
Right.
She said not only had she been raped by, but that a studio boss had done it. Why hadn't she reported the rape? Because she tweeted, my ex sold our movie to my rapist for distribution.
Holy shit. My God. I mean, how do you go up against Harvey Weinstein? You know what I mean? How do you be the guy that starts that? I mean, he's got all these resources. Can fucking ruin your career. Sucks.
Soon after the interview ended up in Howard's hands, I have something amazing, he gushed in an email to Weinstein. My guy spoke with Elizabeth Avalon. She's a good talker.
Okay.
He said in the email to Weinstein.
Oh, shit.
He went on to describe unflattering things she had said about McGowan.
Right.
This is killer, he said, especially if my fingerprints are not on this. This is the Inquirer guy.
Holy shit. So he was, they were digging up dirt on Rose McGowan.
Well, no, Weinstein said that, especially if my fingerprints are not this. And the Inquirer guy said, they're not.
No, shit.
Don't worry. We're keeping you out of this.
Holy fuck, man. I mean, he's using the Inquirer to protect himself.
Here's the email. I have something amazing, awaiting more details, but... Dot, 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 dot. My guy spoke with Elizabeth Avalon. She's a good talker! Exclamation point. She would only talk off the record for now, but we're confident we have won her over. Eventually, she laid into Rose pretty hard, saying she would never let her kids meet her. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. She has used the industry to her own ends and can't then expect to start complaining about other people, etc.
Complaining. He raped her.
Wow.
God, Hollywood.
Giddy, thrilled. Look, we got somebody who's got dirt on the woman you raped.
Jesus Christ. Harvey Weinstein is fucking vile. I mean, it's cartoonishly evil.
I guess one of Weinstein's toadies. Are there actual people still working for Weinstein as spokespeople? Mr. Weinstein insisted that women were making false accusations against him and gave Mr. Howard a list of contacts whom he claimed would undermine the woman's claims.
Yeah.
Mr. Howard felt he had an obligation to protect his company's interests by seeking out but not publishing information about these women. And he assigned a freelancer to interview Mrs. Avalon in Texas where she lived.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Why
is he protecting his own company's interests by seeking out but not publishing?
Weinstein is protecting his own company's interest by...
No. Avalon. Or Howard, the Inquirer dude. Why? Yeah. Mr. Howard felt he had an obligation to protect AMI's interests.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Well, probably because someone's paying him, right?
The spokesperson said that Weinstein's representative and the spokesperson agreed with Weinstein's representative that no money had changed hands. So this is buddies. These are towel snapping buddies at the club, keeping each other's backs, watching each other's backs.
I mean, they probably do each other's other favors. So, you know, you got to get out of jail free card. You can get somebody at the fucking Inquirer to dig up dirt on somebody if you need it. I'm sure Harvey Weinstein could do a favor for this guy. Yeah.
Parts of they published over at the HuffPo parts of the transcript. It's just,
you know what's so gross? It's just all these sexual harassment, all these rape charges and all this shit. Think of all the energy and all the money that's just wasted covering up what these shitbags do. You know?
Right. Yeah. Horrible, horrible.
Right. It's really fucked up.
Transcript and emails show how these tabloid reporters even helped with the big old cover up.
My God. I mean, you know, and I see people on Facebook saying, oh, why now? Why do these women come out now against Harvey Weinstein? Why not again? Why not years ago? Yeah.
That's why that hashtag was trending before and trends again.
You think Harvey Weinstein's the only predator out there going to these lengths to protect himself, to go after his fucking victims? Of course not.
Look at, you know, these brave women in Alabama.
Yeah.
What is her life like Alabama? I mean, to us,
I can't imagine.
It's their, you know, their victims, their heroes coming out. But with really no, they're not getting paid. Sorry, snowflakes.
It's not true. There's no money
somehow
from
show
George
us
Soros.
How or where they're getting paid. And they imagine what they're being treated like in their communities. If Alabama is so Roy Moore hole licking.
You know, and you know what really pisses me off? You think about
that's
it.
That's why,
like,
they don't come forward.
Right.
Is
oh,
what
of course.
I'm saying is it's 2017 and these women, I'm sure, are now pariahs in certain circles of their own communities because they said they voted Republican. Trump even said that yesterday when he said, well, I got to vote for him though. You know, I mean, we got to have that health care.
Imagine what do you think this life is like, you know, the holidays are like for these women that came forward.
Yeah.
I'm sure they get shit from their
relatives.
Shitty racist families or
can't
whatever.
Can't believe you said that about Roy Moore.
Didn't they? But you know, the thing is, they had to live with it all these years. They're still having to live with it.
Yeah.
You're living with this secret that this guy who's been elected office, who's a judge, who's respected, raped you or assaulted you. Fucked up.
God, this guy who claims to be Andy the journalist.
Yes.
Is really sneaky. You gotta read the transcripts of how he twists the story around to Rose McGowan somehow.
Oh my God. What a piece of shit.
So, I mean, there's another example of why women don't speak up.
Right.
When there's millions of dollars being spent, maybe, to keep them quiet, to shut
Harvey
them
Weinstein
up, to discredit them.
Yeah, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Ruin their careers.
Yeah.
Craziness. Ooh. Thanks for joining us. This is Love Early Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We're having a show.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know, at some point. We'll put it out on social media when we're going to do it. Go to follow at Crab Diving on the Twitter.
It might be earlier.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here, buy shit through our Amazon hole, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids hang out.
We get paid, baby.
I've got some other stories here.
Yes.
you know, this net neutrality thing, I mean, fortunately, the outrage machine is starting for the net neutrality stuff.
Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of stories, and I put one up over to the Facebook about how, just what could happen, what changes could occur.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, they're like, well, but AT&T and Cox and Comcast and Time Warner, or whatever it is, Spectrum now, not mm-hmm. Time Warner.
Speculum.
They all say that, well, they like net neutrality. They just don't like being told they have to do it. So they're going to totally keep everything neutral.
How the fuck does that make any fucking sense?
Well, it's bullshit. It's just utter bullshit.
Yeah. Most of the time, what benefits the customer isn't what benefits Time Warner. I mean, if Time Warner likes it, it's probably shitty.
Right. And let's trust a giant conglomerate corporation to do the right thing by society.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Time Warner, I trust you. Please fuck me in the ear with your big fucking telecom
cock. What the fuck is wrong with
you people?
I mean, what they could literally do is an ISP could say, okay, so instead of paying $60 a month for this speed of everything.
Right.
Well, you're going to pay $39 a month.
Okay.
And we'll provide these websites to you. You can look at CNN.
Right.
You can look, not crab diving.
No,
not on the list,
please.
Of course.
Fuck you.
But they'll provide all these, like, here's sports, they'll provide a list of the websites they're going to allow you to go to in their package.
Dude, that's what happens with some of these fucking mobile phones when you get these data packages like Facebook, unlimited, blah, 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 blah.
They're trying to take away the neutrality so that they can literally say, hey, this is our company. So, you'll be able to go visit these websites for free. But if you want to go to these other websites,
pay up,
that's
baby.
Another $5 a month, or you're not even going to be able to see that because we don't like that company. It's our main competitor. No crab diving for you.
Yeah. I mean, that essentially, that kills everything.
Well, right.
Why? It should be apolitical. Everybody should want net neutrality, right?
Yeah.
It should be a fucking political. Because if you can throttle my shit, your shit can get throttled.
Correct.
No, I mean.
Yeah, it's just such bullshit. And there's really.
Oh, God, fuck you if you voted for Donald fucking Trump, you dickhead.
And there's the dummies on the right who are defending it have just got it wrong. They're saying that it's the big government censoring us, government putting regulations on business and telling them what their businesses can and can't run. It's just the opposite.
Yeah,
it's the government telling them you must treat everyone equally.
Right.
Why do conservatives hate that? Why do they hate the government saying, you have to let everybody vote equally. You have to let black people be treated like people. Well, you have to let gay people be treated like people. Why do conservatives hate people being treated equally? Why are you un-American?
Well, what's the point of the government then? What's the point of the FCC?
Right.
What's the point of the FCC if we don't have net neutrality? Then you're going to let all the big telecom companies decide who gets...
Right.
What's the point of the government if you're not going to look out for minorities? And
and if you think that the big business is going to do the right thing, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What are you smoking?
Right.
What are you smoking? And send it to me. Time Warner's not going to do anything good. I've been a customer for Time Warner for fucking years. Not now?
No,
oh my
we
God.
We have Cox now.
Oh, that's better, right? Or no, it's the same old shit.
I found all the customer service experiences with Cox thus far to be quite amenable.
Well, so Cox is good, but this fucking Time Warner. I have no good experiences with Time Warner. In fact, they do that shitty thing where it's like, hey, Time Warner, my internet's slow. What's going on? They're like, oh, well, you didn't sign up for Turbo. Why the fuck? Why don't I just have Turbo, you bastards? Why do I sign? Okay, here, we're going to sell you the shitty product. But if you want the good product, you can pay more. Fuck you. I hate Time Warner. I've never had you calling. Your customer service sucks dick. It's garbage.
The country of Portugal.
Oh, wee, baby.
There's a story over at businessinsider.com, and it says, hey, if you want to take a look at what killing net neutrality here in America could resemble...
Okay.
Maybe one could take a look at the country of Portugal, and they literally have these AT&T packages that include CNN, that include, there are websites you can and cannot visit as part of your plan.
God damn.
The free and open internet is gone unless you pay the highest,
right,
most ridiculous cost to access it. So, and they say they're all about competition. They're lying. This kills competition. How does this allow a small media business? I don't know. Like, let's say crab diving.
Yes.
How are our tweets? How is our website?
Yes.
How is our social media?
Right.
Our website mainly, and our stream, and our and that. How is that going to compete?
It's not.
With a company that says, "Well, I'm going to pay $20 million extra to get so that we're on Cox Cable, and if people have to pay
extra to get our show, then we're kind of fucked."
Yeah, anything, and even with they have here SmartNet over in Portugal.
Yes.
If you want to do messaging,
right?
Phone messages, Skype, instant messenger, and texts is €5 a month.
Okay,
for those apps,
right?
If you want social media, that's another €5 a month for a list of 8 social medias.
Okay.
If you want video, you need to pay another €5 a month.
And then what do you get? YouTube or?
You get YouTube, you get Netflix, Periscope. It looks like I'm looking at the symbols.
Why the fuck do you? I mean, listen, these fucking GOP dickheads are like, they bitch about the nanny state. Oh, we don't want this.
Messaging, by the way, does not count email because there's a separate email. So if you want to get email, that's another.
Tell me that's not the nanny state.
Right.
Here's what you can look on your phone, stupid. Is there a porn package?
Probably.
I mean,
without net neutrality, big name apps could theoretically pay telecom firms for preferential access, offering them money, and smaller companies can't compete with that.
This sucks. This fucking sucks.
Right?
Why do you want to make the world blow? You know, it's cool. I got an iPhone in my pocket. I can look up whatever the fuck I want at any given fucking moment. So, we should be having more access to media and shit like that, not having it restricted.
In Portugal, with no net neutrality, internet providers are starting to split the net into packages, a huge advantage for entrenched companies, but it totally ices out smaller companies trying to get in front of people, and it's stifling innovation. It's stifling competition. They lie when they say that they want competition. If they wanted competition, we wouldn't have big media.
Right.
We wouldn't have giant AT&T. We would have small companies in every state competing with each other.
God damn.
They lie.
Right. And think about it like this. Like, what? Okay, so NBC turns that story down for Ronan Farrow, right? He's like, we don't want to run that.
Yeah.
But then the New Yorker decides to. Well, if we only have so many media companies, well, what if everybody decides to not run it? What if? So now if I'm on my phone, the only news I look at is whatever CNN decides to run.
Yeah.
What if I want to look at Raw Story? What if I want to look at, you know, Vice or whatever?
They should have more money to pay for preferential treatment. Because that's the American way.
Should we want more access to shit? Isn't that you want to expand your mind, your horizon, you want to see new shit?
It should be a public utility. It should be everybody has access to electricity. We agree in this country. Everybody has access to water. We agree in this country.
We wouldn't be having this issue right now if we didn't have Donald Trump. Honestly, he's a fucking idiot. Yeah. And I am just having so much fucking rage about people that couldn't vote for Hillary. You fucking Democrats that stayed home. Man, fuck you.
I mean, it's like saying, okay, well, we're going to send water to your house, but we're going to stop treating it. So, you know, but rich people and companies can afford to pay for the treated water.
Oh, fuck
Tough
you.
Titty, poor people. Right. You know, get a better education. Sorry.
Oh, God. Man, Republicans just fucking suck.
Yeah.
Listen, if you listen to this show, you get charged up. And when you go to Thanksgiving tomorrow and you have your asshole relatives that are conservative, you let them have it because they want to fuck the world up.
That's not going to help anything.
They want to fuck the world up. Might fuck up Thanksgiving, baby.
So just have a couple of wines and sit back and let one of your liberal relatives do it. That's more fun to watch.
Let me tell you something. The liberals were too nice to these fucking dick bags. These conservatives, they are getting used to these liberals and progressives being nice and considerate and things like that.
God, I don't even remember the guy's name or anything, but there was a story I read earlier. He's a conservative college professor from somewhere down here, Georgia. It's either Alabama or Georgia.
Right.
And notorious, I guess. He always puts out these horrific opinions.
Yes.
And he wrote a screed, I think it was at Politico, about going home, what it's like going home for Thanksgiving when he's the only Trump fan.
Right. Oh, shit.
And it's really a condescending, disgusting, vomitous piece of bile that he wrote. It's so stupid.
He was stupid liberal.
He basically said that he's hard over one speech that Trump gave. He decided he was in love with Trump. Remember when he went over to Poland and Poland's having this little kind of creepy alt-right bad populism wave right now?
Well, they staged a whole ceremony
trying
for Trump
to take
coming in, right?
Trying to take democracy away and shit there. Like Trump would love to do here.
Creepy.
And he talked about European heritage. So this guy's whole vibe about Trump is simply that he said in the 70s, our culture changed and our heroes of the past then became evil, dead white guys.
God.
But as a professor, as a man of education, wouldn't you want to know what the real history is?
Yes.
Or do you just want some vision of George Washington walking on clouds, a perfect example of a human being?
Well, I mean,
no, George Washington took shits and jerked off and probably backhanded a slave or two once and was probably an asshole to his wife once in a while.
And if we don't want the real story of history, then what's the point of having a professor?
Right.
What's the point of your fucking job?
And how is that? I don't understand these people who ride on the laurels of old dead white guys.
Listen,
I don't get it. I don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, I'm so happy my ancestors created Western society.
Yeah. And if you're a dickbag Trumpolo and you're getting tired of liberals shitting on you and shitting on your guy Trump, well, relax. It's going to get worse. Because guess what? Your guy Trump is a treasonous, rapist, bigoted dickhead, Islamophobe, transphobic asshole.
Racist.
Is he racist? I don't know, but I hope I did. He's a pile of human dog shit.
Garbage, yeah.
And if you're not white, your life under Trump is shitty. And guess what? You deserve to have your little fucking guy shit upon. And you deserve to have, I'm going to give you shit for voting for Trump. Because you voted for a dickbag.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
And I'm going to go break five. Maud Gonne has a point. And wait until the laws come out when we tweet something bad against Donald J. Trump or Coke and get put in jail. That's what they want. They want Russia. They want Russia. They want the oligarchs and the creepy authoritarian god cult of their leader.
Right. To this conservative fucking professor. How do you fucking look at yourself in the mirror? Are you not a student of history? Don't you see?
He's an ass bag. He really is a horrible.
Man, fuck you. And you know what? I hope your liberal relatives give you so much shit, you're miserable. I hope they pile it on you, fucknut.
Oh, God, it was so. I couldn't even read the whole thing. I was just reading parts of it, and it was just so. Oh, here we go. Mark Bauerlein. Bauerlein,
yes.
B-A-U-E-R-L-E-I-N. I shit your name.
Yes.
Mark Bauerlein.
I shit your name.
And here's how it opens. In my household, when the holidays come, the usual family members plus a friend or two gather. We have three generations at the table. Two female 80-year-olds, some 50-year-olds, and the millennials. Oh, He really lays the dumpage on the millennials. No, does he? Thing. Those dumb millennials. Only one of us is a Trump supporter. This is, after all, a family of professionals in a northeastern coastal city.
Yeah. What's your point?
But it only takes one Trumper to turn a genial dinner into an emotional contest of wills. It doesn't matter that the holidays call for love and gratitude. We may try to talk about other things, our lives, our jobs, the weather, but Trump won't go unmentioned. The feelings he arouses are too stormy. This week, we should expect lots of politics along with our turkey and stuffing. I concur.
Bring it, motherfuckers. Bring it.
There he's right.
Yeah, let's go. I'm ready.
He describes last year's Thanksgiving. Basically, they were the dumb libs around him were numb and stunned. It was right after the election and they couldn't believe it. And they still thought somehow Obama's going to swoop in and save us.
They were sad because an authoritarian dickhead just got elected president. It sucks.
The mood at the 2016 table was disbelief, not outrage. A year later, though, he's still there. Roe is in trouble. So are trans soldiers and public schools and the environment. And white supremacists are emboldened.
Yeah. Well, what's his point?
He says, I am the inexplicable presence in the room, a specimen of something that shouldn't be. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be, you fucking asshole.
He's asking the questions we did. How in the world can an educated person, a teacher, for goodness sake, back such a stupid, bigoted alpha male blowhard? Yes. That's the question that won't go away. My mother will talk about his macho manner. My sister will recount the latest fumbles by his cabinet. My nephew and his wife will fret over what he'll do to science. Everything runs smoothly until I say, didn't you love Trump's speech in Warsaw? Isn't it great to have a leader willing to praise Western civilization? He talks about the other people having families that have the crazy uncle. You're the crazy uncle. You're the racist. You just said it. Wasn't it great having someone talk about Western civilization, which means white European men?
Hey, dickhead, you know what I'm allowed to do? I'm allowed to say whoever the fuck I want to that I think Trump is disgusting. And I think those fucknuts that marched at Charlottesville yelling blood and soil, they are emboldened by Trump.
And by this dick.
Yeah. We're allowed to be outraged at this.
It sounds like might have been there.
Yeah.
Western civilization. Isn't it great to have a leader willing to praise Western civilization?
No, it's not great. In fact, Ask that question to your gay friends. Ask that question to your trans friends.
Ask that question to the founders of this country who put it in one of those pesky amendments that we get to protest.
Right.
We get to say fuck you to our supposed leaders. They are not our leaders. They are our representatives.
We have the moral high ground, you fuckface.
We hire them. And we fire them if we don't like them.
And we're right.
We're right.
We are right. It's not what Trump stands for is bigoted bullshit.
But he's talking about, isn't it great to have a leader willing to praise Western civilization?
Our
founders questioned Western civilization.
Yeah.
And twisted its tits off and created a new bold experiment, a new system.
Dude, I don't understand these people that are indignant that libs want to speak out against Trump. Please, you fucking little fuck faces.
No, listen,
had everything bad to say about Obama.
Let me amp up your hatred for this fuck.
Oh, I hate this guy.
Let me shit his name again. Mark Bauerlein.
Fuck you, Mark.
Then he says, so after he says that does it. The communal spell is broken. I've ruined Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have.
Forget the Warsaw speech. It's the bare fact of dissent that counts. So he's putting it out there that all of you dummies in the room should be touching your men in the boat or your cocks
over
the fact that Trump's Warsaw speech. What's wrong with you? Why can't you see that he loves Western civilization and white men?
Right. Okay. Oh, God. Listen, you piece of shit. This is what pisses me off. Damn it. These Republicans, they voted for this dickhead Trump. And now they're like, oh, look at the liberals. They're going to be so mad. Yeah, we are. And you're not. You're going to.
And this condescending...
I don't even know how to answer this guy.
This condescending tallywhacker is sitting there like, oh, well, you know, it's not... Oh, these idiots can't see the wonders of his Warsaw speech.
Oh, yeah.
All they see is dissent. You've just got to dissent for dissent's sake.
All I see is a guy threatening to send home the dreamers. That's what I fucking see, you bag of garbage. I am not. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to be shamed because I bitch about Trump and because I think he's full of shit and I think he's a racist, rapey dickhead. Fuck you.
I think your family should rescind your invite, asshole, after this, because he says, okay, I've ruined Thanksgiving. Forget the Warsaw speech. It's the bare fact of dissent that counts. My mother will wrinkle her brow and mutter, oh, God, the millennials at the table will go blank. Western civilization was dropped as a school subject before they were born.
No, come on.
That's a lie.
That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
The gilded view of Western civilization was dropped because people were like, hey, I'd like to figure out what really happened. You know what? Slavery wasn't that great.
We're evolving, you fuck.
Slavery wasn't that great.
No, of course
not. Something. America, you know, we didn't, this Thanksgiving thing we're having.
Right.
They didn't show the part where we're tossing smallpox laden blankets to people.
Yeah, we're killing the indigenous people. Right. It's genocide. Like, it's all fucking
like rats in your house. You're trying to poison to get rid of.
Yes. You know, the truth is our white culture in this America, our history is a lot of it is disgusting and gross.
Right.
There was murder. There's fucking racism.
If we hadn't and couldn't defeat and subjugate people browner than us,
right,
would there be this Western civilization?
No, I gotta say no, Pat.
So the ends justify the means, the genocide, the abuse, the theft, the racism, the slavery. Well, that's cool. We got iPhones.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off.
We should learn from that.
And
try to be better, not say, hey, we were dicks, we were evil, we won, we got the biggest swinging cocks out there.
And explain this to me. If your little orange man baby Cheeto teats, your little fucking orange daddy, is allowed to punch down and make fun of that guy with a disability, how come I'm not allowed to make fun of Shitler?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to make fun of Trump, but he's allowed to make fun of that guy with a disability. Fuck off.
The good shutdown for people I found on social medias is we give Trump exactly all of the respect you guys gave Obama.
Yeah. Oh, how about this?
That works. That really does work because they can't say anything.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Didn't you share a meme of Obama with a bone through his nose?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
And what's birtherism?
Yeah.
What is birtherism?
Up. Right.
Birtherism is where Trump came from. He's where birtherism is where Trump's political career started, right? I mean, you could say that. It's racism. He comes from racism. And I'm allowed to say that at fucking dinner. Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, dickhead, why don't you come to Thanksgiving in my family? We're all a bunch of progressives. You can get all pissed off, you fuckface. God damn. I hate these fucking people.
Listen to this. My sister shall return to Trump pulling back on environmental regulation, which she regards as abominable.
It is! Because it is!
Right.
This racist shit is abominable. It's all shitty.
He goes on and on and on and on and on.
Are we just not supposed to? I'm sorry. These white guys that are so tired of people bitching about Trump. Well, if you are, then get your little GOP leaders to impeach the fucking guy. You know what I mean?
He talks about, I mean, it sounds like he's trying to be a little empathetic because he says about the older women in his family who grew up in the Mad Men era.
Yes.
Know exactly what all these women are talking about, about having your ass grabbed and your titties grabbed and you being subjugated.
Yes.
And being, hey, baby, you look great today, and patted on the butt and things like that.
Right.
Because they couldn't speak out back in the day.
Yeah.
And that now they get it.
Right.
And he says they'll never see Trump as anything else than a, what does he say? Clod. Where is it? The any career woman, especially a single one who entered the workforce in the 70s, is never, ever going to look at Donald Trump as anything but a sexist bully.
Okay. Well, he is.
Right.
He is.
And guess what? There are people who grew up in that era who weren't that sexist bully. There are men who grew up in that the age where they didn't find it in that same age. And funnily enough, they didn't find it okay to be all rapey and gropey and nasty.
What Trump stands for is a bunch of deal breakers. I mean, I don't understand how this professor, why does your party, why did the GOP endorse this guy? Why is Trump is your poster child for the GOP? He is the GOP. Why is that? Why is a guy that, you know, in that civil suit, he tied a young girl to a bed, supposedly allegedly beat and raped her. Why is that the face of your fucking party? Why? Why? I want to know. I'm curious.
Because they know they're fading and their ideas are unpopular. And the only way they can desperately cling to power is to cheat.
Yeah.
And to lie.
God.
And we're finding it with the gerrymandering. We're finding it with the sneaking in the middle of the night when the Democrats when the Democrats are out taking a shit.
Right.
Running a quick vote.
God.
And things like that that they've been doing for years now. Fucking Mitch McConnell stole a Supreme Court seat.
Absolutely.
Stole it.
This Trump is busy tweeting about Colin Kaepernick and people taking a fucking knee.
Yeah.
The nerve of this guy. The nerve of our president. Not even being able to empathize what is going on. Black people, unarmed black people, are getting shot to death by our cops. And nobody gives a fuck. That's why Colin Kaepernick is taking a fucking knee. And our president can't bring himself to understand that. To not even fucking to fucking consider it. How do you think people of color feel about Trump? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So this asshole goes on to then say, well, he's basically saying, well, you know, these old gals of that age, they hated Trump before he even opened his mouth. So there's no convincing them.
Yeah, listen.
Like they're dumb. They're dumb. They don't understand Trump. They're just because he's from that era and, you know, a little ass grabby and stuff.
Yeah.
They hated him right away. So there's no talking to them.
Who can't understand Trump? A 2-year-old can understand Trump. He's an angry, violent, racist, rapey monster. He's a fucking Kraken.
The state
of New York made him rent apartments to black people. They had to make him do that.
To our millennial listeners, gird thy loins for this paragraph. The young ones at the holiday table have a different experience, but it's no less foreign to me.
Well, you're a racist dickbag.
You have no empathy.
Yeah.
You are devoid of empathy. You are the problem, you old white fuck.
Well, yeah, and you're like a lot of the GOP. You don't have any empathy.
You see, a 25-year-old has no real memory of any president except Barack Obama. George W. Bush is just a name. They cast their first votes for Obama and their second. Millennials tend to skip the midterms.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
Obama was not a politician to them. He was the realization of everything millennials believed about the world and about themselves. They are the first generation to have brought tolerance and inclusivity down to earth. They'll tell you so.
That's a good thing.
They will not stand for racism. Patriotism is a minor concern because they think it wrong to favor the poor farmer upstate over the poor farmer in Africa. Everyone deserves to be happy. That makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
We're saying...
Well, how does it... Like, is that a false equivalency?
We're saying we have room to favor the poor farmer upstate and the poor farmer in Africa.
What this guy's saying is that we're outraged because Trump won't take in Syrian refugees.
Well, we're not millennials, so he's saying that. But he's saying that of the millennials.
But that's instead of the farmer, he's talking about the Syrian refugees, right? Because Trump's
talking about refugees in general, that we're screwing the poor white farmer by letting a brown person come in and take their job.
Well, maybe if some of these fucking corporations could pay taxes, we could do a lot.
All right.
We still can do a lot. We can take care of some poor farmer in Idaho and still help a refugee in Syria.
This was hero worship. This was hero worship. The first black president. A guy who listens to rap and shoots hoops. Who likes Mad Men and knows how to deliver a punchline. Who stops discrimination and frustrates haters. Who frees the harassed and victimized. This was what American leadership should always be. But he's saying that tongue in cheek. That's what the dumb millennials thought about Obama.
What's back? I'm trying to. This guy is confusing to me. Maybe because he's a dickhead. What's wrong with what he said? I mean, that's a good thing.
To Republicans, it's like putting a glass rod up their dick and breaking it.
Well, you guys are idiots.
Well, right.
Climb in the matrix. Take the red pill. Please. Fuck off.
Donald Trump can impress them only as a throwback, a mean, atavistic clod.
Atavistic! What does that mean?
Throwback.
Oh, okay. Trump is atavistic.
Which is kind of, he says a throwback, a mean, atavistic clod. Yeah, throwback right. means, I mean, atavistic yeah, means yeah. like going relating to something old. They don't care for Hillary, especially. It's the loss of Obama that distresses them.
Yeah, I liked Obama.
No, it's not. Because if Hillary would have won,
yes.
or if Bernie would have won,
yes.
frankly, if anybody but Trump kind of would have won, we maybe Ted Cruz,
things would
we
be
wouldn't
a lot
be
different.
Having these convos. You would probably be able to talk to your family at the dinner table.
What does this dickhead professor think of a gutted State Department? What does he think about a government that can't even
this
fucking
guy
function?
Probably thinks a bloated government needed to be drowned in a bathtub, like Grover Norquist says.
Then why do we have cabinet members flying around on private jets? In Obama, they flew commercial. Oh, talk about a bloated fucking government.
But they're white and they work hard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They work really hard.
God, how is this guy a professor? You sound like a fucking idiot. What do you teach? What do you teach, dickhead? Tetherball? Teaches PE? No offense, anybody teaches PE. Sorry, I mean. Fuck this guy. Yeah.
Now, as the millennials see it, they enter their 30s with a guy who likes walls, guns, and threats. To my fellow Trump supporters, a word of advice. Think about the experiences that lie behind the rancor you might face as you dine and relax with your loved ones this season. Oh, the poor, beleaguered Trump supporters.
I'm the rancor, motherfuckers. Fuck you. God, fuck these Trumpalos.
Arguments will not end well. Everyone has a life story, a wellspring of pain and triumph that won't yield easily to debate. Trump has violated them too deeply. He's violated our humanity too deeply.
Yeah. Hey, professor.
But he's this guy.
Yeah.
Trump is this guy. This guy is Trump. You're a fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole.
Do you have any women in your life? I mean, what if Trump assaulted your sister or your mom or your wife? How would you feel about him?
Oh, this is what I talked about. But you have a life story, too. He's talking to Trump supporters.
Oh, okay.
One that led you toward Trump, not away from him. When I first saw identity politics at work. There you go.
You piece of fucking
You're
shit.
You're a racist.
You're garbage.
You're a racist.
Yes.
Because how can you separate identity from politics? I'll write that one up, fuckwad.
Yeah. Professor fuckwad. That's what we should call this guy.
I was a graduate student in English at UCLA in the 80s. These were the years when the heritage of genius and beauty was recast as a bunch of dead white males. The heritage of genius and beauty.
Is that the white heritage?
Yeah, Western civilization.
He thinks it's all genius, all beauty. Wow.
Yep. Western civilization slipped from a lineage of reason and talent, free inquiry, and unsuppressed creativity into Eurocentrism. One group's advance at the expense of others, women and people of color. Well, right.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Yeah. God, you fuck. By the way, at Thread and Thumb, she wants to know the name of the professor. It's Professor Fuckwad. This is Professor Fuckwad.
Mark Bauerlein, Bauerlein, English professor at Emory University.
What the fuck? I don't understand that. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well.
I mean, yeah, it's in Georgia. It's in Atlanta. But you know that little area Emory's in, little Five Points?
That's, yeah.
Little blue sliver.
Well, apparently there's a red dollop.
Yeah. God, you suck, dude.
There's a smelly, vile red dollop.
You know what he would say to somebody like us? You guys are angry liberals. Yeah, no shit, motherfucker.
How can we not be?
We got a racist dickhead fuckwad that wants to start World War III because he's twatting all fucking day.
Yeah.
And he cheats at golf.
Google paradox of tolerance.
He's a dickhead.
And you realize we don't have to be tolerant of your fucking intolerance.
Absolutely. I don't have to tolerate your racist views. In fact, I want to make you feel bad.
That's the whole thing behind the... Well, I don't want to be PC.
Oh, yeah.
That means I don't have to treat people nicely.
I don't want to be minimally nice.
Right.
Minimally nice.
Not only that, I want to be a racist.
Yeah.
Or I want to be a misogynist. Or I want to say horrible things.
Oh, yeah.
And not be called out for them at all. How dare you? I'm not being PC. N-word.
Yeah. I'm edgy. I'm interesting. Yeah. No, you're not. You're a fucking bigoted racist fucknut.
God, this guy is...
The rancor. The rancor of the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get.
He's got a couple of other.
This Trump brought the Klan out of the woods and out of their sheets. Those fucking kids, the kids, shit, the adults, these dickheads, these guys that were marching in Charlottesville weren't wearing hoods, and they were shouting Nazi shit, and they were carrying fucking torches. Mm-hmm. We can't have that in this country.
This guy,
you know what I mean? That's fucked up.
This is how much he loves. How would a university keep this man on after he writes a book called The Dumbest Generation, How the Digital Age Stupefies Young Americans and Jeopardizes Our Future?
Yeah, Emory. Emory University is a good fucking school.
How do they keep him on? This is, you know, well, okay.
Maybe they
must be tenured.
Yeah. God, look into your fucking professors.
Woo. So there you go. He dead white males. Western civilization slipped to Eurocentrism. Art for art's sake gave way to art for politics' sake, for identity's sake. Wrong.
What?
Wrong. Wrong. If you know anything about art history, there has always been politics snuck into art, you asshole.
That's a point.
Holy shit.
Art's supposed to reflect what's going on in society, right?
I spent my 20s in a grimy room reading Dante, Wordsworth, and Nietzsche, only to find when I went to campus that my intellectual giants had become objects of suspicion and derision.
Wait a second. Like, he's saying, like... artists are questioning government and society.
Your intellectual giants aren't gods, you boot-licking, simpering goose-stepper. I mean, they're not gods. They may have written some great shit. They may have had some great ideas. That doesn't stop them from being giant cock-knockers.
Right. And what's he saying?
Or wife-beaters. Or horrible people. And if that kind of shit comes out...
Right.
Or if their overall views start to be changed. You know, Nietzsche, he's a little dark.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, spoiler alert.
Yes. Is this guy saying he doesn't want to see politics reflected in art? Is that his problem? He doesn't want to see artists?
What do you want?
Dude.
Oh, look at the beautiful tree.
Hey, listen, if you want to live in a world where you don't see your politics reflected in music, movies, and theater and shit like that, then tune into Jimmy Fallon, you fucking dickhead. What's some apolitical bullshit?
Well, and,
have a ball.
And you fucking Emory poop guzzler. Learn about art.
Yeah.
Obviously, you didn't major in art, you
God
fuck.
Damn.
Learn about some of the paintings and the shit that the artists would sneak in the background in crowd scenes and stuff like that. There has always been political commentary. Go to fucking Pompeii and look at the frescoes on the wall. Look at the graffiti. They have graffiti on the wall because political campaigns.
Yeah. You know what?
Don't vote for Atticus. He's an asshole.
I mean, you know what I hate? Hey, Professor Fuckwad, you know what I hate more than your politics? I hate the fact that you teach kids. That's disgusting.
Terrifying.
That's hard. That's terrifying. What do you do? How do you teach people? Oh, my God.
Listen to this. When fucking Donald idiot. Trump stood in that square in Warsaw and unapologetically hailed Western civilization, I felt a 30-year discouragement lift ever so slightly.
Who the fuck are you?
That's my experience, and I'm happy to share it this season.
Well, congratulations on being straight, white, and male. Congratulations, then. This guy's heartless. He doesn't have any fucking empathy.
Talk about Trump all you want at your Thanksgiving dinner. Just be sure to listen to what your crazy uncle, father-in-law, niece, cousin is really saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to listen. You listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I really want to know why should we... You know, they say, well, we're embarrassed to be white. Well, no, we're not. Well, you make me embarrassed to be white.
Yes, sure.
This guy makes me embarrassed to be white. But... the foibles and weaknesses of the major figures in our history do not make me, do not offend my whiteitude.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
how does it change Edison, you know, Tesla? Okay. But inventing the light bulb, let's. Well, to say that, how does that affect? How does Newton was a dick allegedly? How does that affect all the great things that he came out with, all his theories and inventing physics and shit?
Right.
That and but we can look back and say, wow, he's a fucking dick.
Yeah.
That doesn't. This guy is into like white hero worship of something, or he's butthurt.
Yeah.
He's worried that. The color of his skin is going to somehow in the future generation that the whole world's going to be tan. To which I say, who cares?
Right.
Rock on.
And to this professor,
maybe things will be better off. Maybe we won't be such assholes to each other.
Yeah.
If skin color is no longer an issue.
Diversity is a good fucking thing, you fuckhead. It makes us stronger. It makes us better.
Well, genetically.
Yes. I mean, God.
I've had enough sunburns in my life. I could handle a little more melanin.
This fucking idiot thinks he's one of these idiots that fell for Trump's line to make America great again, right? The idea that during
white male
Obama,
butthurt.
There was a war on white people because we had a black president who gave us marriage equality.
And because people said, wow, slavery was bad. America was really shitty. Wow, America was really nasty when it put Japanese Americans in internment camps, oh, let's say 70 years ago.
And you know, to this professor, you know, this guy,
70-ish years ago.
Dude, Professor Fuckwad, fuck you, 1,000 fuck yous, because you've been to school, you obviously can fucking read, you should know better.
Yeah.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? You teach kids. God, fuck you, man. You're making the world worse. And happily.
Yeah.
And you know, he knows. That means he's a, what are you, a fucking racist or something? Are you a white supremacist? I don't get you.
Well, and then he'll scream, identity politics. We're calling him a racist.
Yeah, I am.
You're the one who's butthurt that people want to tell the truth about Western civilization. Okay, yeah, it kind of took over this area of the world. Standing on the bodies of dead brown people.
Yes. I mean, come on.
And built... on the chained black people.
We had a civil war over it.
Right.
We had a civil war over slavery. That guy wants to ignore that. And he thinks by us acknowledging that, our country was built on slavery, on oppression, that somehow that's a war on us?
Yeah.
You're fucking batshit.
So there you go.
Oh, God.
Over at Politico. Professor Dickwad.
Man, you suck, dude. You know what? I hope you had a shitty Thanksgiving, and I hope your family gives you the fucking what for.
We can laugh a little bit. Here's,
fuck you.
You know, they just had the 62% of Australians in a national mail-in survey have said that they support same-sex marriage.
Yay, of course. Should be more.
And the prime minister down there said, right. And said they will be, he's going to try to get it done this year still.
Right.
Well, one of the more, you know, they have some religious ass bags down there too with fun accents.
Oh, okay.
Ken Ham.
Right.
Is Australian.
Came here. That's right.
Became an American and is now spreading his cancer of ignorance.
A big fucking boat.
This is, I guess this would, maybe this is like their Louis Gohmert or their, I'd like to read up a little bit more on this guy, but we've got so many of our own here.
Oh yeah, we're busy.
Bob Katter, K-A-T-T-E-R.
Hello, Bobby.
Is a politician in Australia, a Christian fundamentalist.
Yay.
And an anti-LGBT advocate.
Hey, fuck you, dickhead. Man, all these fuckheads.
Outspoken opponent of same-sex marriage. Gave a bizarre interview.
Right.
At a press conference. Saying, and it's like he's all of a sudden possessed in mid sentence because he's basically saying, well, whatever, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever. And then all of a sudden he flips.
Yes.
And he's like, what we really, how can we worry about this when all these crocodiles are killing people? Listen to this, which they're not. By the way, there's no epidemic of crocodilitude happening down under.
Yeah, yeah.
No more than usual.
Okay.
But listen to this batshittery.
And a final observation on the
site. This is, I guess, one of their morning chat shows.
Oh, okay.
So at the end, you'll get to hear these two presenters then laugh at this guy.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Final observation on the same-sex marriage debate from Bob Katter.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean...
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their, you know, sexual proclivities. Oh,
I can listen to that all day.
I mean,
sexual proclivities, you know. I mean, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned, you know. But I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile and not...
What? And his face, he's like laughing. He's like, yeah, whatever your proclivities. But I ain't spending no time on it.
What's he? Is he drawing
instant rage?
Is he drawing like a parallel between like gay people and croc attacks? Or just...
He's like, no, he's like, how can we be thinking about butt sex?
Right
now, he's like, oh, you know, a thousand blossoms, let them bloom, let them fuck each other. Who cares? How can we be worrying about it with all these evil crocs?
Yeah.
You know, but I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
So we should put the whole country on hold until we sort out that particular problem.
All four people on this panel are bent over, over in laughter at this idiot.
That is some Republican GOP bullshit, though, right?
Oh, sure.
That is a Louis Gohmert move. You're right. This is their Louis.
It's not true. There have only been 11 fatal crocodile attacks in Queensland since 1985.
No, wow.
There's not one every 3 months.
Oh, my God.
People are being torn apart.
Wow, that makes me feel better about Australia, because, like, here's how I think of Australia. There's everywhere you go, there's, like, a big, gigantic snake, or there's a crocodile ready.
This guy's got something for crocs.
Yeah.
He's been campaigning for a crocodile cull.
Yeah,
in northern Queensland for years, and is upset with other politicians who he says don't understand the problem.
They ignore it.
So I guess they don't have even the terrorists won't go to North Queensland.
Yeah.
So his terrorists are the crocs.
The crocodile.
He's got to scare the dumb people with reptiles.
But there's only been 11.
Well, facts.
Yeah.
How many terrorist attacks have been here in the United States?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
more by white guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Angry white guys with guns and backpacks.
Katter slammed city politicians for making decisions about issues they don't understand.
Yeah.
We reckon they'd learn pretty fast about crocs if we put a heap of them in Brisbane's Breaky Creek.
Wait a second. I thought he wanted to get rid of the crocs. But to make me understand, he wants to bring more.
He tweeted, no, he wants to put the politicians in the creek.
Oh, I see.
And see how they feel about the crocs.
Oh, my God, dude.
And then he tweeted out a picture. But he tweeted out a picture of a Nile crocodile.
Yes.
which
is in Africa.
Is in Africa.
Where Obama's from.
And not the kind of crocodile that they have, the saltwater crocodiles they have in Australia.
Yeah, well, listen, if you're getting eaten by one, what difference does
Member
it make?
Of the Australian House of Representatives, though, so
yes.
Dumb shittery is worldwide.
Right. God, that's crazy.
He has
man.
A history of saying ridiculous things.
Yes.
Quite frequently at the expense of members of the LGBT community.
Hello.
In August, he said homosexuals stole the word gay.
Yeah.
Which used to be the most beautiful word in the English language.
Well, what's wrong with it being for gay people?
In explaining his position, Mr. Catter quoted part of Alexander Pope's 18th century poem, The Rape of the Lock. Don't ask me.
Okay.
Quote, Belinda smiled and all the world was gay. And now he feels that beautiful image has been taken.
Yeah, by gay people. What's wrong with that?
What's the same thing Ken
Ham Don't you have
says?
Gay friends, dude?
What? Ken Ham with the Let's Take Back the Rainbow.
You know, I think maybe it's this year. We got to be done with these fucking homophobes. If you got a homophobic friend, you
it's
know.
Worldwide.
Shame them. Shame them. It's no excuse. We all have iPhones in our pockets. We should all know better. Shame your homophobic friends. Embarrass them for their stupid fucking thoughts. They're fucking idiots. Oh, God damn. Professor Fuckwad, man. That guy.
Don't have much time.
He sucks.
I want to play this Alex Jones clip really quickly. This is the one we talked about a little bit yesterday. It's up on our Facebook. This one really makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yes.
He's talking about the killing, I believe, he's talking about the shooter in Vegas.
Okay.
And they're still trying to
shooter
claim that he's, oh, I'm sorry.
Don't call it shooter, please.
I can't say weapon.
Squirter.
They're still trying to somehow hook him to Antifa or Obama.
Oh, okay.
They're desperate to prove that he's not a right-wing nut job.
Well, look, that's one of the rumors I've heard that's a very strong possibility. Again, look, you and I both know, and the sheriff even said this.
I don't know who this is. Some colonel, some lieutenant colonel. I'm
some
sure
dude, some Alex Jones.
Some white ass bag,
again,
yeah.
You and I both know, and the sheriff even said this. This guy was videotaping everything. He had all these cameras. Do you really believe he didn't have them turned on and using them for the purpose they were designed? This guy was very meticulous. This guy was hyper meticulous. He worked for the IRS, which is a clue. He was an accountant. He's done all these different
things. He drank Pepsi.
Right. And so.
Liberals, literally, conservatives do not drink, especially in the Obama era.
He drank Pepsi.
I've never heard that. Why don't
Pepsi.
I don't know. Maybe is there a cum in Pepsi?
Oh, yeah. Loads of
is
it.
Is there jizz in Pepsi?
Perfect.
Like in the lattes.
Oh, God.
Right. And so.
Liberals, literally, conservatives do not drink, especially in the Obama era. Conservatives drink Coca-Cola. If you drink soft drinks, liberals drink Pepsi.
And I didn't know. And we've been doing politics for a while now. I didn't get that memo.
Kate, I need you to look that up, okay?
Liberals, literally, conservatives do not drink, especially in the Obama era. Conservatives drink Coca-Cola. If you drink soft drinks, liberals drink Pepsi. And that's a big clue.
That's a big clue.
Right. I drink Diet Coke at times. I mean, and you consider me conservative?
Well, diet.
Diet. Oh, yes.
So okay. That's Cuck Coke.
That's a big clue. But my point being, Alex, is that this guy followed a certain pattern. He developed himself in a certain way. He had.
Do you notice how this guy, his Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, I don't know who the fuck he is.
Yes. He's a dickhead.
But this guy's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, Alex.
Right.
It's like, even he's like, wait a second, Pepsi? Okay, yeah, I'm just going to keep talking.
This is some real yes-anding.
Holy
know what I
mean? Shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
Drink Pepsi.
What about Sprite? What is that? Is that bisexual or is that kind of gay?
You've transitioned.
What is Dr. Pepper like
already?
Gay in college?
It's exhausting. It's really exhausting.
I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I don't know. There's no reason to put up with Professor Fuckwad out of just being polite. You know, it's just no reason. He's an asshole. You know,
the Thanksgiving dinner, dude. Yeah,
there's no reason to be ashamed to be a progressive. You should be proud. I mean, you see people as so it's a good thing.
So condescending that whole article was. Like, right. Oh, you silly non-Trump supporters. You just don't understand. You don't understand how important it is to be white.
Yeah.
You don't understand how important it is to look back and pretend that our white ancestors did nothing wrong.
You know what?
They were great. They were gods among men.
Racists and bigots always think the other side just doesn't get it. You just don't understand. You don't understand my bigotry. Whatever. There's nothing to understand about you. Professor Fuckwad, there is nothing to understand about you. You're a racist asshole. I get you.
Good news?
Yeah.
The U.S. District Judge in Austin, Texas, today struck down parts of a Texas law restricting the most common type of second trimester abortions in the state. After the plaintiffs argued the procedure was safe, legal, and necessary for women's health.
Bam! There you go. There you go. Boy, I bet Professor Fuckwad sad about that too, bro.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, I believe under investigation for corruption.
Oh, shit.
Said he would appeal the decision.
Yeah, appeal
saying
this.
That SB8 is lawful and protects unborn human life from ghastly dismemberment abortions.
Fuck off.
They wanted to dilation and evacuation used in about 8 or 9% of abortions, while nearly 90% of abortions are performed in the first trimester. They wanted to outlaw this one that is used in 8 or 9% of abortions in second trimester.
But would it? I mean, you know, it's extenuating circumstances that you need that, right?
It depends on how far along. If the earlier ones, some of them, you just take a pill,
yeah,
and wait for
yep
stuff to pass. But the more invasive procedures are later in the term,
right? I mean, you know, maybe a woman. Why are male politicians fingers all up in this? Bad way to say that.
And we know that the later abortions almost never are, I don't want this thing.
Yes, it's the health of the mother that's at risk, right?
Right, or something, yeah. I mean, there's something going on there.
There's something that's more, that there's more to consider than what these white racist GOP dickbags are talking about, maybe.
We gotta go. We will be back sometime tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Yeah. We may go up early. So check the social medias to see for that. Check iTunes.
Yeah.
We'll be up there as early as we can. And then back Friday, Faithless Friday at our normal time. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening. Prepare yourselves to deal with those relatives, everybody.
Viva la resistance.
I like to eat. I got a life force.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.